Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
Great Seminars Online is the only clinician-owned continuing education company specializing in geriatric rehabilitation. Amazing instructors like Carol Lewis and Richard Bohannon bring content to life with five-hour courses for PTs, OTs, and SLPs. Check out Gait and Balance or documentation and you'll be hooked. Find out more online at greatseminarsonline.com. Great Seminars Online, maximizing geriatric function.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Not actually happy hour, although I wish it was. We're here in the Exposition Center at the National Student Conclave. We're in the section, as I like to call it. Standing here with Megan Pohl from the orthopedic section. And hello.
Hi. Nice
we know each other already.
We do.
Not everybody listening knows that we know each other. We're up in Marymount.
And I interviewed.
I was going to bring that up. You interviewed me.
I did.
For PT school.
I said, this guy's pretty good.
We gave me a thumbs up.
I did.
So how weird is it now? You interviewed me for PT school. I'm interviewing you right now.
You know, tables turn.
Everything's full circle. Although, I was talking about this earlier. I said I was going to interview Megan, who interviewed me for PT school. I think halfway through that interview, I was interviewing you.
I don't recall that, but maybe.
I believe I convinced you to do a triathlon in the middle of that interview. Because you were like, oh, I see you do Ironman triathlons. That's really great. I can never do that. I was like, you could absolutely do that.
I mean, I did run a triathlon, so it's possible that you did.
I inceptioned you. So what have you been up to? You were in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to New York, and tell everybody what you were doing in New York, because it's cool.
So I moved up to New York about 2 years ago, and I worked with New York City Ballet and the School of American Ballet. Phenomenal experience working with professional dancers and other performing artists in the city.
Whole lot of legs.
It is a lot
ankles
of legs.
And toes.
Backs, hips.
I've heard horror stories about what ballet dancers' feet look like and go through. Is it as bad as people paint?
They go through a lot. However, the feet I see nowadays look phenomenal.
Okay.
I think dancers back in the 80s who didn't receive physical therapy, their feet are a little mangled.
Right.
But honestly, you see a ballerina's feet today, and they're beautiful.
Why? Because they know that they have to take care of those or else do more paychecks?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's their moneymakers. Yeah. If they can't move, then they're not dancing.
Yeah. So that had to have been fun.
It was awesome.
So that was 2 years, and now you're back in the D.C. area doing what?
So now I'm the physical therapist with Georgetown Athletic Department and their
cool.
Division I sport.
You're not supposed to have any favorites, but what sports do you like working with the most?
Well, I'm partial to basketball.
That's
so,
cool.
You know,
got the Hoyas, man.
We're hoping for a good season this year.
So, like, how soon is too soon for me to hit you up for tickets? Or I could sit next to you, hold, like, a goniometer or whatever, like, whatever you need.
I mean, season starts in a couple weeks, so.
Hit it up now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you're in charge of the booth here at the orthopedic section. All the sections have a lot going on. We want to make sure all the students know about everything that's going on, but we want to focus on you right now because you got me into PT school, and I know how to pay it back.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's going on with the orthopedic section? Why should students pay attention?
The orthopedic section is the largest in the APTA with over 19,000 members. What we're offering students is a great opportunity in their third year for a mentorship program.
Yeah.
This is a six-month program that we kick off at CSM every year where we match you with clinicians in your location. And it gives students another opportunity to talk with people in their area, to ask questions about orthopedics, ask questions about residencies, ask questions about how to study for boards. So it's just another key contact and network outside of your academic program or your clinical instructors.
Mentorship, residency, boards, all those are topics we've covered on podcast episodes, but you can't have enough information because every student's different. They're going to have their own questions. They're not going to just be thinking of things I'm thinking. So doing that one-on-one, that's big. That's important.
Absolutely. We've done that this will be our fifth year, and we've gotten great feedback, and we're hoping to grow the program and just spread the word because a lot of students don't know about what our section offers,
right,
if you're a member.
We were talking to Jason Bellamy, communications director for the APTA, and he often gets, and I've been standing next to him enough, when people say, the APTA should do this. And Jason, he takes a breath, Bites us up. He's like, we do that. We do that. It's actually online at this. And he gives the website out. But a lot of times people just don't know you do that. So offering mentorships, that's a big deal because that's a huge buzzword. That's been in a bunch of presentations here at National Student Conclave. Students want that because I just graduated. And the thought, you know, a year ago of graduating and then all of a sudden there's no professor down the hall to ask. Having that mentor, that's a big deal. And students love that idea.
Absolutely.
Residencies. Why should someone do one? Or should they do one?
I personally didn't do a residency. I thought about it after I graduated. I think you have to figure out what your own personal model is for physical therapy. And if you feel like you need additional training, whether it's didactic, whether it's hands-on, there's so many different programs out there. You have to do your research and find out what's best for you. And so I'm not pro-residency. I'm not anti-residency. It's whatever works best for you.
I kind of like the opportunity that you give people at CSM, like you mentioned, to go one-on-one and talk with people specifically about you if you're the student, because this might be a shock to you. I'm better talking to someone than I am reading about something. So I could do my research, but I typically research and I look for that contact thing. I look for the bottom of the webpage. Right. Who can I contact? Who can I call? Who can I email or bother and really ask them the question I want to know? Because I could read the entire website or read the entire brochure and I'm still going to be left with questions. So the opportunity that you guys give at CSM or throughout the year with the orthopedic section is good to be able to ask those questions from some people who know the answers really well.
Yeah, it helps to have a name, a face, a number that you can just call upon and have your questions answered and not feel stupid to ask any questions.
Yeah.
The people that we have as mentors in the past absolutely love it. The mentors get as much out of the program as the students do. So it's really great for everyone involved.
I mean, doing more than 100 of these episodes, not many people say no. This field really, really wants to share the information they've gotten. They really like to share it with students specifically because I think they can see themselves in the student's eyes, that kind of petrified look. If you're a CI and your student's going to do their first eval, you're like, okay, I get it. I've been there. I understand what that feeling is in the pit of your stomach. Relax, take a breath, and we'll get through this. So I think that's why, well, that and PTs are just cool. I mean, you don't go into this field unless you want to help people.
Yep.
I like that not many people say no. A lot of people are not only not saying no, but they're getting up and saying yes and taking their own time to help students or other PTs.
Yep, we've got a very great profession here. Everyone's super excited to help out the next person coming up. You know, great opportunity.
Prediction for the Hoyas basketball team. Where do you think they're going to finish?
Ooh, that's,
I'm putting you on the record now before the season starts.
I can't comment on that.
Oh, yeah, because you're involved.
It's classified information. Sorry.
Should know better. More information, where can people find it? Where can they get a hold of the orthopedic section?
You can come to the orthopedic section's website. It's orthopt.org. We have a link with the application for the program, the information for our mentorship program, as well as information on all our different special interest groups, different research and scholarship opportunities, and student awards. So just head over to the website. I will give you a little tidbit.
I like tidbits.
We just updated our website. It's a soft opening, so if you've gone to the website before, it's going to look a lot better now.
Ooh, did you do that? Are you the website person?
I did not.
Yeah, I always...
No, but I'm very appreciative because it's phenomenal.
Cool. We'll check that out. Megan Paul, thanks for letting us talk to you and pick your brain
great.
About orthopedics.
Thanks for having me on.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they?
Great seminars and books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation with 20-hour live courses for PTs and OTs, filled with great evidence-based clinical information taught by amazing instructors who bring the material to life. Carol Lewis leads 2 great hands-on courses in geriatric neurology and orthopedics. Learn more at greatseminarsandbooks.com. Great Seminars and Books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.